House Bill 1154, an act to clarify the application of certain driving privileges penalties with regard to juvenile adjudication.
House Bill 1154 has had its second reading. It's up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Whiting.
Madam President, members of the body, I have an amendment at the desk, and I would ask to waive the reading.
Motion. Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on the Whiting motion to amend.
I would, if I could, just like to call your attention. There's a typographical error in the amendment where it says on page 2, delete line 20 and insert. It should read on page 2, after line 20, insert. And then the language would follow. Having said that, House Bill 1184 was one of those bills that started off rather innocently and didn't end up quite as innocent when we had a hard look at it. The original intent of the bill was simply to add to our statutes regarding regarding alcohol violations persons who have been adjudicated as well as those who have been convicted, because some of these laws, the laws that are involved here, do deal with those between 18 and 21 and under 18. However, when we looked at these two laws, the existing statutes, and put them side by side, we saw that there is an inherent inconsistency between them on the subject of revocation versus suspension of driver's licenses. And it appears that this inconsistency has been on our books for a number of years, and when we talked to judges and state's attorneys, they agreed that this has been recognized as an inconsistency and has caused a lot of confusion in the past. So we set out to try to bring these two existing statutes into conformity with each other, and then almost as an aside, making the amendments that had been proposed. Finally, I sat down yesterday with Judge Gores, who's been from Pierre, who's been very heavily involved in these kinds of matters, and between the two of us, we, I think, finally worked it out here. And what we have done is simply, as to the second section on page 2, where we deal with the statute 3597, the difficulty here was that you have both first class misdemeanors and second class mixed up together with the same penalty when it comes to suspension and revocation. So the amendment does is it breaks that section of our statute into two, one dealing with the 3591, which is a first class misdemeanor, and the revocation would apply to that as it does currently, but then 3591.1 and 3592 would be suspensions to be consistent with 32.12.52.4. So I don't know if all that's understandable, but suffice it to say, we have resolved the conflict between these two statutes in the process of proposing this bill, which, as I say, simply makes clear that these penalties do apply in the case of adjudications as well as convictions. Are there any questions? Be glad to answer, but I would ask for your passage of House Bill 1154.
Further remarks on the Whiting motion to amend? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Whiting motion to amend House Bill 1154. Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on House Bill 1154 as amended? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1154. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennert?
No.
Dietrich Larry?
No.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury? Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hangy?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
No.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers. Sutton. Simmons. Bitter. Valesky. Whiting. Senator Dietrich Larry. Dietrich Larry. Senator Staggers. Madam President, ayes 29, nays 4, excused 2.
House Bill 1154 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed.